New allegations of misconduct at the Idaho State Correctional Institution have surfaced in a court case that dates back to 1981. The accusations include destroying, altering, or falsifying prisoner medical records. The state is also accused of deceiving a special investigator whose job it is to keep the state in line with past rulings in this case. Boise Weekly's George Prentice says the new filings in the case cover hundreds of pages and include new depositions. Prentice says it's a continuation of the lawsuit known as Balla versus Idaho.
And this is the decades-long litigation against the state of Idaho, and in particular the prisons, which started with a former inmate by the name of Walter Balla, who alleged overcrowding and poor access to medical care in the prisons. Ultimately, it resulted in a federal court judge in 2011 ordering what is called a special master. That's a fancy name for an investigative physician. A doctor by the name of Dr. Mark Stern, he's out of Seattle, was ordered to come into Idaho, visit the prisons, pore through medical records, have unfettered access to the prisons, behavioral health units, and inmates, so that he could come and report to the judge, this is where you are, this is how things have improved or not improved. And that is a regular appointment, and that's still open-ended as of this point. But it turns out in our investigation, in our story, there are allegations from people from inside the prison, clinicians, actual caregivers, that those visits prior to Dr. Stern arriving had been orchestrated. Inmates were shifted from the behavioral health unit out to the prison yard. So-called dry cells, and they're called that because there is no running water and it's used often to punish prisoners. Well, the prison decided to shut them down so that Dr. Stern would think, oh, well, everything's fine. We're not using the dry cells. Most importantly, the clinicians, and one in particular by the name of Diana Canfield, have alleged that medical records have been altered or destroyed.
How did you find out about this case? Where did these new allegations, federal allegations, come from?
This really surfaced earlier this year over in Ada County Court, actually. Diana Canfield, who left the Department of Correction because she said she had been harassed by her former boss, a woman by the name of Shell Womble Fisher. She was then the deputy warden. And Diana Canfield basically said, we're not doing things the way we're supposed to be doing that Balla ordered. Canfield claimed that she was being harassed. She left. Department of Correction actually sicked the Idaho Bureau of Licensing against her to do an investigation. But it turns out that independent investigation actually found that Canfield was right and that the exact opposite was true. It led back to Shell Womble Fisher, according to Canfield, who had ordered Canfield and fellow clinicians to alter medical records and in some cases destroy them. For instance, Canfield said months of her notes were missing from prisoners.
What does the state say to these allegations that have come out, the new allegations?
It's open litigation. Where we're heading now, we're heading to federal court. It turns out that the original attorneys representing the plaintiffs, Walter Balla and this class action group of inmates, are going to come back to federal court later this month, and they're going to ask the federal judge, time out. We're asking that the state be held in contempt. We're asking that there be sanctions against the state because of this systemic cover-up.
Problems with the prisons, they're not new, as we've seen with this case that has been ongoing since, I think, 1981. Where do you think this set of allegations ranks with the others that the state has faced?
I guess the best way to answer that is to look at the biggest scandal that is in our recent memory, and that is the CCA issue, where CCA finally admitted that they fudged time cards. And they paid $1 million and slinked away from Idaho's, I think most people would say, failed experiment in private prisons. Well, those were fudged time cards. What we're talking about now is altering medical records, and in some cases destroying medical records, and allegations of a court-ordered investigation that has been, according to the plaintiff's attorneys, tainted. We're going to see testimony from clinicians. We're going to see testimony from people inside the system. We're going to say, time out here. My sense is on July 22nd and 23rd at the U.S. Courthouse in Boise, this is going to unearth probably Idaho's biggest prison scandal.
Boise Weekly's George Prentice says the plaintiff's attorneys are asking the federal judge for sanctions against the state of Idaho. You can read more on the allegations against the state in today's edition of the Boise Weekly.